What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, we have some breaking news. Listen to this. The President of the United States, only roughly 24 hours after deploying the Marines into California, was just caught in a bold-faced, delusional lie while sitting in the Oval Office and taking questions. We know it's a lie because California Governor Gavin Newsom wasted no time in calling Trump out and saying, "This didn't happen." Trump falsely claims in this clip that I'm about to play that he called Governor Newsom roughly a day ago and said, "You're doing a terrible job." But that didn't happen. We know this didn't happen. There is zero chance this happened. Let's start off with this clip. Then we'll continue to talk about how the tensions have escalated because of Donald Trump and how Governor Newsom is punching back. But just keep in mind when watching this clip, the man who doesn't even know what's going on around him is now deploying the National Guard and the Marines. Watch.
When is the last time you spoke with Governor Newsom?
A day ago.
That's a lie.
Called him up to tell him, got to do a better job. He's doing a bad job, causing a lot of death and a lot of potential death. If we didn't send out the National Guard, and last night we gave him a little additional help, you would have, Los Angeles would be burning right now. Los Angeles would be not a lot different than what you saw take place in California and Los Angeles just a little while ago.
What is he? Is he saying the wildfires would be recreated by very small, contained protests? 99% of people in LA were just going about their lives while the protests were very contained. Any protests that were large, there were some larger protests, were peaceful. We're very, very peaceful. The idea that you need to deploy the Marine Guard is crazy. And Gavin Newsom said there was no call. Not even a voicemail. Americans should be alarmed that a president deploying Marines onto our streets doesn't even know who he's talking to. Governor Newsom's responses over the past few days and weeks have really won him over in my book. Obviously, I liked him before, but he's a really good political knife fighter is what you can call it. Here's Donald Trump continuing to push the lie that Newsom is doing a terrible job.
It's like it would have been. It would have been bad. Last night, they had total control. If we didn't have the military in there, the National Guard, and then we also sent in some Marines, we had some bad people. We have people, they look in your face and they spit right in your face. They're animals.
What were the Marines supposed to do about people spitting in their face? I was talking to Senator Ruben Gallego earlier, and he was saying, Mockler, people think, Trump supporters think that the Marines are going to come in there, if they get spit on the face, they're going to lunge at them and beat up protesters. No, Marines are very, very disciplined. Very uniquely disciplined, and Trump doesn't understand that. He thinks that they're just a tool or a show of force. But if a Marine gets spit in the face, these are disciplined human beings who are not going to make themselves look bad.
And these are paid insurrectionists.
Okay, now he's just completely like, why does the President of the United States get away with spouting QAnon theories in the Oval Office with a purple tie? Is that a purple tie?
They're paid troublemakers. They're agitators. They're paid. Do you think somebody walks up to a curb and starts hammering pieces out, has all the equipment necessary, and starts handing it out to people to use as a weapon?
I love that our president just straight up floats conspiracy theories. Now, Governor Newsom continues to punch back at Trump, but first, can I just show you, when Trump is, you know, virtue signaling about the National Guard and the Marines, virtue signaling about law and order, he doesn't actually mean it. Here is Pete Hegseth getting grilled about the current cost of sending the National Guard and the Marines to LA. Because remember, the housing, the food, the travel, the supplies, this costs money.
What is the estimated cost of the deployment for the Guard and the Marines to LA? And where's this funding coming from? Will it be coming from quality of life programs that affect our service members or our families? If you want to wait till I finish.
Before I hand it to Brian.
Such as updates, housing, and barracks.
Before I hand it to Bryn, the insinuation that we're pulling money from housing and barracks in order to fund this is disingenuous and incorrect.
I'm just asking.
Bryn can give you the numbers, absolutely.
So the current estimated cost is $134 million, which is largely just TDY cost, travel, housing, food.
Remember when conservatives pretended to be fiscally conservative? Remember when conservatives pretended to care about waste, fraud, and abuse? Now we're spending a tenth of a billion, just wasting it on Trump's whims. And at the same time, this isn't even taking into account the military parade that's supposed to happen in roughly 4 days. Governor Newsom then says, "You sent your troops here without fuel, food, water, or a place to sleep. Here they are, being forced to sleep on the floor, piled on top of one another. If anyone is treating our troops disrespectfully, it is you, Donald Trump." And this is in response to Trump saying that Governor Newsom and the protesters are spitting in the face of police and they're treating them terribly. Here's Trump also, again, just saying, if he keeps repeating this lie, if we didn't get involved right now, California would be burning like the wildfires made it burn. Just what kind of delusion is this?
Look, if we didn't get involved right now, Los Angeles would be burning just like it was burning a number of months ago with all the houses that were lost. Los Angeles right now would be on fire, and we have it in great shape. We're not playing around.
How will you determine?
Look, if we...
Absolutely unhinged. Here's Trump saying regarding World War II, "We're the ones that won the war. If it wasn't for us, you might as well be speaking a combination of German and Japanese." Number one, what would that combination sound like? Germanese. Number two, why does he continue to insist on degrading Europe when they did help us a lot in World War II? If you look at the raw death toll, just the raw death toll, the Soviet Union, for example, had way, way more deaths. The rest of Europe continued to fight as well. Yes, the U.S. supplied the Soviet Union and other countries with supplies, but by all accounts, Britain and the Soviet Union definitely put in a lot of work. This is just historical revisionism.
The only country that didn't celebrate their victory, and we're the one that won the war. Okay, if it wasn't for us, that war, well, you would be speaking German right now, okay?
The Soviet Union could say the same thing, or could have said the same thing.
We won the war, and you might be speaking Japanese, too. I mean, you might be speaking a combination of both. We won the war.
Yeah, we might be speaking Germanese if they would have won the war. Here is Donald Trump saying, "They're throwing iced water on glass bottles at officers and soldiers. You cannot use the word insurrection, but you can also use the word if you want." What
just happened? They had weapons, they had tools, they had everything you needed. I mean, they were throwing iced water in bottles, in glass bottles, at officers and at soldiers. These are, you could not use the word insurrection, but you could also use the word, these are very dangerous people, they're bad people.
That is the word that he's using, and he continues to use that word to lay the groundwork and set the pretext for potentially invoking the Insurrection Act. And I don't want to fearmonger, but he has been flirting with the Insurrection Act. It hasn't been official. They sent out a memorandum that was eerily close. But when they keep using the word insurrection over and over and over, it's very clear that they're trying to set the pretext, trying to lay the groundwork to continue to send the military into any state that he wishes, genuinely. Like Governor Newsom said yesterday, the illegal order that Trump signed would allow him to send the military into any state he wishes, red or blue. Everyone needs to reject this because there's no geographical boundary on the memorandum that he sent out. And he can continue to expand his reach in a very, very scary way. We're going to continue to push back every single day on the Adam Mockler channel. If you appreciate the videos we make, make sure you drop a like, subscribe. I'll see you all in the next video. Love you all. Peace out.
Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.